Daddy hunt with Colts and Underwood, and Daddy hunt is so often misunderstood, and Daddy hunt is so precious and good. The ride of your life is Daddy hunt.
Welcome to Daddyhood. I am so excited to be here and introduce this to you. This is episode one. I finally have a podcast. It's been many, many years and many different ideas have come and gone. And this was one that transparently I've pulled the plug on many different times just because it is something that is so personal and at times hard and challenging for me to sort of dissect and talk through. But we are here. I am so excited to be on this journey with you. The name's obvious, Daddyhood. I'm on my path to parenthood, and something I've always wanted to be is a dad. And I'm on this journey now, and I'm sharing it with you guys mainly because I've had a lot of challenges. And when things are challenging in my life or things have happened, I've been honest and open and transparent and shared with you, whether it was my roller coaster on The Bachelor or my coming out journey with Netflix. This is no different. And I'm very, very excited to be implementing new boundaries in my personal life, but also try to destigmatize fertility issues and obviously men's fertility and parenthood and all of the different topics that we're going to discuss here. It's going to be challenging and it's going to be hard, and I'm ready to take it on. I'm really, really excited for this, and covering topics from sperm. And let me just tell you, I was not prepared for what my results were. And I'll open up all about that, to egg retrieval and egg donors and surrogates and law and legal that goes into this. I mean, who knew my goal and my dream of becoming a dad would take the help of at least a 9-person fertility team that I feel like I have right now. I could have never imagined, you know, this part of my life playing out how it did. And I couldn't be happier. It's been challenging and it's been hard. And I'm going to be joined by my husband here soon to really get into that, because it's very much a we thing and an us thing. And I cannot wait to share this journey with you guys. It's been a goal of mine to become a dad. So here we are. This is Daddyhood, and let's get into it. So why Daddyhood? I think right now the conversation around fertility, is often, it often puts a lot of pressure on the women. And more commonly, when men get their sperm tested, it's not up to standards. And in fact, you know, we'll go through this with sperm experts and doctors, and of course I've been through this and I could share my journey with you, but I am not an expert. I do not know everything when it comes to this process and fertility and sperm, but I can bring those people on and I can ask the tough conversations and I can engage and I could share and bring people up on this platform and amplify their voices. So with that being said, I'm proud to announce that our partner for the podcast is Family Equality, an organization that I love highlighting the work that they're doing, an organization that I love to support. And we're going to be doing that by listening to them. We're going to be sharing stories. And I encourage everybody, if you have any questions on where to start with Family Equality, you check out their website. Season one, Path to Parenthood. I think it sort of spoils and gives it away. We are expanding our family, and I'm so excited to be here right now to say that hopefully, if things go the way that they need to go, I'm going to be a dad soon. And I just could have never imagined this after coming out. I slowly realized, oh, this is a possibility. I can be gay and be a dad. And there was a few more hoops that I had to jump through, and been navigating those hoops and all the ups and downs and emotions that come with it. And I'm gonna let you guys in on that and how this process has been. Jordan will join me on a few episodes. My lawyer is gonna join me on a few episodes. My doctor will, and all these incredible really inspiring CEOs and CMOs of companies that have really pushed the boundaries to change the game for fertility for both men and women, all the way from great prenatal vitamins and weenatal to at-home sperm testing kits that now I know why they exist and why they're so important with Legacy. We're going to get into so many different topics through IUI, which I didn't even know existed. I didn't know what that term meant at the beginning of this, and I've learned so much. IVF, surrogates, egg donors, sperm donors, the differences between, you know, chosen family and blood family and biological moms and biological dads and adopted moms and adopted dads and everything in between. It's really has been an honor, and I'm so, so proud to be here to launch Daddyhood. I'm so, so proud to kick off this journey with you all. I'm definitely going to make mistakes at times, so I'm here learning with you, and I know a lot of people like to project in the parenting world. I hope you guys will be kind and patient with me as I'm navigating this, and as we're sort of stumbling to success. So here we go. Let's get into episode one of Daddyhood.
Hi, babe.
Hi. Welcome to Daddyhood.
Thank you.
I'm so excited to have you on. We're going to have our episode later, but before we do that, we're going to play a game called Newly Dads.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Okay.
What do we win?
The winner, how about this? The loser has to shop, cook, and clean for the other person. Dinner.
You got it.
Deal?
Good luck.
Good luck. May the best man win. I turned him into a little competitor. Do you want to tell people, fun fact is, you were not very competitive until we started dating?
Well, your family is awesome, but the only way they can all hang out is if they're playing something where a score is being kept, which just took a minute to get used to.
Yeah. So here we'll keep scores.
But it's fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of games.
I corrupted you. I love you. All right, so here, I want to say, I love you. Do not hold this against me because I'm going to be competitive. Here's how it's going to work. There's questions on here. It is answered based off of who. So we'll answer either Jordan or Colton, and or there's some fill in the blanks of like, what is my favorite? What is your favorite?
Okay.
We just write down the answers, and if they match, that person gets a point. If they don't match, the other person gets the point. So.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
First question. Who will change more diapers? You can go.
Ready?
3, 2, 1.
Me.
100% you. I'll help. I promise I will, but I just know you're going to be the one to do more of the diaper change.
Yeah, it's a poor kid.
Poor kid. Number two.
What was my favorite food growing up?
Ooh.
You think you know this?
I think I know it, but I don't know how to spell it.
Oh, I think you got it then.
3, 2, 1. Spaghetti. Oh, I missed the H.
Yeah.
I didn't go to Stanford. Sorry. some things never change. I knew it was going to be a pasta dish.
Okay, so you got a point there?
I got a point there.
Okay.
Okay, so what is it? Because the first one's even because we both got it right. So
yeah, 1-0 you.
1-0 me. Who will be faster at getting the baby into the car seat? Three, two, one. Me.
Okay.
And not because I'm reckless. Just
yeah,
because
I think you'll just
I'll
be
just be a little more efficient.
Yeah.
Who is going to be the carpool parent? Meaning who's gonna like drag our kids and their friends? Three, two, one. Oh, you know I don't like driving.
We're not great at it, but we would just get a safe car.
Maybe that by the time that our kids have friends, they'll be self-driving cars.
Yeah.
Let's hope.
All right, you got this one.
Okay, number five. What will be Colton's emergency dinner?
So like last minute dinner order?
Yeah. Ready?
Three, two, one. Oh, sushi. But honestly,
I'm leftovers. Correct. Yeah, right.
You know me better.
Yeah. That's your thing.
I love leftovers. You're obsessed. Gosh, a good 3 or 4 day leftover steak. Not your vibe, I know that.
It's got something growing on it.
All right. What was Jordan's favorite song growing up?
Do you know this? I can't tell if you know this. Like as a kid.
No, but that's the point.
I'm going to write two just to help you increase your chances. I'll write one of like when I was little.
Okay.
And one when I was like a little older.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Like a kid song. And then the other one. Probably should have let my parents know that I was not straight.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
Baby Beluga.
I said a kid's, like a child song.
Okay. I've never heard of that song. And I Will Always Love You. Yeah. Is that Whitney Houston?
Yeah. I was like not a child when NSYNC came out.
How old were you?
I don't know, like in high school.
Oh. I just thought, bye, bye, bye.
Yeah, sorry. Bummer. So I mean, it's that point.
That was my spoiler that I'm not straight. You get that point.
Okay. Are you keeping score?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's 2-1.
Okay.
Who will be the strict parent?
Three, two, one. Yeah,
totally for sure. I already have a sneak peek into that with our dogs.
Our dogs, yeah.
All right.
Okay. Which parent will handle sleep deprivation better?
Three, two, one. Me.
You.
My guy needs his beauty sleep.
Yeah, I like
I already
sleep.
Know that.
It'll be fine.
I'll take the early shift. You can have the late night shift. Which parent is going to have the talk?
Okay, ready?
Three, two, one. Both.
We both said both.
I ain't doing that alone.
Yeah, I think it's a little awkward to do alone.
Yeah, we're going to have to climb up.
Also, my dad did it alone when I was a kid, and it was the most mortifying thing in the world.
Okay, we can hold each other's hands and do it at the same time.
Yeah. It started with When a Man Loves a Woman.
That's how he opened?
Yeah.
Oh.
He meant well, though, for sure.
I can't even remember.
It was also very G-rated.
When a Man Loves a Woman. When the bee puts his stinger into the pollen. Oof. Yikes.
Which parent is... We already did that one. Okay. Yep. Ready?
Yeah.
What age are you the most excited about parenting? That means like the age of the kid, right?
Yeah.
What age? So is that like baby, toddler, elementary school?
Like yeah, like what, give me like an age, like a range. Number. Like a range. Give me a range. Let's do a 2-year range.
Okay. Are we supposed to try to get the same one here?
I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily the same. Ready?
Okay, ready?
3, 2, 1. 6 to 8.
Consecutive.
3 to 5 and 6 to 8. We can be in our like favorite little joyous months.
Yeah.
Or years.
I think that's a cute age.
I love it. I can't wait to...
Like preschool?
I can't wait to preschool style kids are so cute for our kid.
Yeah. They say hilarious stuff too.
Okay. Who is going to be the helicopter dad?
Yeah, this is... We don't even have to hide the card from each other. It's just very obvious. No countdown needed.
My guy is a worrywart.
I'll let them make mistakes.
What?
I'll let them make mistakes. We're going to have a lot of helmets. Who will be scarier to bring a future partner home to? Okay.
Ooh.
Ready?
3, 2, 1. Neither. Oh, you.
I think I'll be scary.
How are you going to be scary?
I don't know. I just sort of feel like I won't mean to be scary, but I think
you're
going to
come off that way.
Yeah. I'll be protect because I'm protective.
Yeah.
And I've always said stranger danger.
Since a young age.
Yeah. Like when someone new in the family would come for Christmas, I was like, who are you? Like, yeah, I don't know.
Ugh.
It'll be fine.
Okay.
Okay.
The last one. Who will have better dad jokes? Three, two, one. Me.
You.
I'm practicing right now.
You already have insane dad jokes that you get from my dad.
Your dad has definitely passed on a few that I will be using.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for playing that game.
I think I won.
You did win.
I have no idea.
I'll cook you dinner.
Did I actually win?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Daddy Hood with Colts and Underwood. And Daddy Hood is so often misunderstood. And Daddy Hood is so precious and good. The ride of your life is Daddy Hood.